As soon as I was aware of what was important and good to eat growing up, changed everything. I lost weight in college, believe it or not, and started thinking about different things to eat. And now we've got a son, so it's all about nutrition for us here.
So you've gotten involved in the healthy vending movement, and I think it is kind of a movement. Sarah, wouldn't you say that there is so much more awareness now that we are snack prone, and we actually need snacks sometimes, don't we, throughout the day, boost our energy and so on. But there's a movement now to make those snacks healthier.
I think that's true. As busy as we all are in American culture, we're always on the go, and it's important to have a nutritious option when we're away from home, when we're too busy to pack something fast, and that's something that we're trying to provide here.
But we've all, Alex, grown up with snacks being sugar and fat.
Absolutely.
I used to have a Snickers bar for breakfast for many years. Don't do that anymore, thank goodness. But it's ingrained in us, isn't it?
It is. And we were talking about last night, kind of going over some stories when we were kids. And we didn't know each other then, but the stories are the same. And you go to school and your options are honey buns and sweet teas and all kinds of things that now I've gotten a little better with, but it's still easier to find those things than it is to find healthier things.
It's not just access, though. It's also attitude. How do we change those old habits? Because really, when you think of a snack, and even though many of us now are much more aware of the lack of nutritional value in most snacks that are available anyway, we still have that old habit to break, right, Sarah?
I think that's true. But one thing that's changed in recent years is that healthy snacks taste a lot better. There's a lot of companies out there that are, tweaking their recipes or coming out with different products that are better for you. And those are the ones that we're seeking out and offering here. And one of the things that we do with Missoula Healthy Vending when we place a machine in a new location is to hold a sampling event to provide, free snacks, free samples of different products so that people can see that they aren't what they're used to thinking of as healthy snacks.
Before we sat down for this interview, I went and checked our vending machines in this building just to remind myself what's in there. And it's interesting because a lot of it is the traditional unnutritious snacks like candy bars and potato chips, but there might be one baked chip in the vending machine, and then there was a granola bar in there.
You'll see a lot of machines around town, and you'll see stickers on these machines suggesting certain things might even be healthy. Interesting suggestions, Rice Krispie Treats, Pop-Tarts as healthy treats, which everybody gets a good giggle about. But even though you have them side by side in a machine, you'll see the coils that are empty are the candy and the products everybody's already familiar with. People buying what they know.
Right. So that's the habit we all need to learn to break, isn't it? And also what's touted as healthy often isn't. Like granola bars can be very heavy in sugar, for example, and fat.
Yep. There's a lot of sugar and a lot of fat in most products. Think of how much sugar is actually in milk. And there's a lot of things that you aren't necessarily aware of. There's been some great TED Talks. I don't know if you listen to TED Talks or not or watch any of those, but there's been some great clips about some visually stunning things about sugar and milk that kids drink. And
but we don't want to necessarily say kids shouldn't drink milk.
No, absolutely not. Certainly better than other drinks. But think about, everybody thinks milk is healthy and it's much better than certain drinks. But if you take that same statistic and look at most of the drinks kids are drinking, you'll find a lot of sugars and a lot of the snacks that they offer.
So you have brought some snacks with you today that are in your vending machines. So take a look at some of those and see what's good about those versus the alternatives that we're all more familiar with.
Absolutely. And actually, the products that we brought here, we brought specifically because they fit certain guidelines. Just brought a few here.
The federal guidelines you're talking about?
Right. The new smart snacks in school guidelines that...
Talk about that more, Sarah. This is a new thing.
Sure. These are new federal guidelines put out by the USDA, and they will apply to competitive foods in all schools that accept assistance from the National School Lunch Program. So competitive foods would be foods sold in vending machines, foods in the a la carte line, as well as things sold in school stores. I think those are the three. And these new guidelines, they impose restrictions on calories. They also encourage consumptions of whole grains, dairy, fruits, and vegetables. And they work on a 35-10-35 rule. So 35% or less of the calories can come from fat. 10% or less of the calories can come from saturated fat. And then the product can't be any more than 35% sugar by weight. So these are going to be minimum guidelines. Individual schools and school districts can impose stricter ones, but these will be new minimum guidelines. And each of the products that we brought today fit those guidelines, and some of them are already bestsellers in our machines even before these guidelines are in place.
Let's look at one of these kettle corn. Mm-hmm. I love kettle corn. I never think of that as being healthy, though. Why is this kettle corn healthy, Alex?
Well, this is the company's called Popcorn Indiana, and certain companies are adjusting flavors people are already familiar with and trying to ease into the healthier side of things. So you're looking at, as far as a big thing is portion size, right? And a lot of these guidelines point towards that with percentages of certain things, of the fat, of the calories. And your portion size, especially on drinks, you'll see are just giant. You see a lot of these big gulps walking around. In this case, with these popcorn here, it's less than 100 calories in a bag, 92 calories in a serving, which is a bag. Zero saturated fat, zero trans fat. You have a little sweetness. But even the level of sugar in this bag is far less than most treats you'll find in most machines.
And then there's a monkey bar here, which looks kind of like a candy bar. And it says it's got banana, peanut butter, and chocolate. And it's crazy healthy, it says. Often these don't taste good, some of these healthy bars. Can mm-hmm. I do a taste test
of course.
Here?
Certainly.
Right.
That's why they're and here.
This is, my job is so hard sometimes. Okay, here we go. I taste the banana, taste the chocolate. It's not super sweet. It would be satisfying, I think. Yeah?
It'll fill you up, too. Mm-hmm. And a big part of the reason to get bars is you want to have a quick snack. It's not going to just leave you hungry. And a lot of bars, as you've mentioned, are high in sugar or high in fat.
Right. And these are so-called granola bars often, though.
Right.
Only correct. Because they have a little bit of granola in them.
the first ingredient in that one is a whole grain blend, so it'll give you a good dose of fiber and keep you full and satisfied longer.
Mm-hmm. And some fruit, you know, with some
with
banana.
The banana.
Right. But anything chocolate, I'm fine with.
Right. Turns out kids like chocolate, too.
And then, of course, almonds, which are healthy and mm-hmm. a good snack. So what do you think is the trick to getting kids and adults to make that switch so that they look at healthy treats and they don't go, you know, not for me, I want something more traditional?
I think the biggest thing is access and making it easy for people to make the right decision. Like we were talking about earlier, when you have a snack machine and you have a candy bar next to a healthier snack, it's tough for kids to choose the new thing or the thing that they're unsure of. If you can give them a whole host of healthy options, introduce them to some new products and sampling events like we do, once they're familiar with it and they know that it tastes good and it's there and available for them, it's easy to make the right choice.
So if the whole machine is full of healthy treats versus one or two against the tough competition, mm-hmm. that's a big change.
Right. You can't make the wrong choice. Right.
Right.
It's really easy.
It's which right choice are you going to make?
Right. So what's your favorite snack, Sarah?
Actually, I really like these cookies. This is a whole grain chocolate chip cookie. And this is a new product, actually, that we've recently brought in. Since we have sort of a whole network of healthy vending operators like us all over the country, we try and share new ideas with each other. And this is an operator like us out of California that came up with this product and kind of pushed it out to everyone else. You said you're a chocolate fan if you want another
taste. I should give this a taste reading. You can see me, you know, looking at it longingly here.
It almost seems counterintuitive that a chocolate chip cookie would be healthful, yeah. But it's a whole grain cookie.
Ooh, it's soft.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good.
Again, our big audience here, I mean, adults, of course, but kids. I mean, if you're looking at what kids are going to buy, you can't have a lot of alfalfa bars. Nobody
right.
wants that, right? Not many, at least.
But if it says chocolate on the outside, that's right. A seller.
It's yeah. a cookie. And this company, they've done a lot of great things. With, again, fitting the guidelines the schools are going to have to change to. In the next year, this is going to be imposed upon most of the schools in our area. And it looks like that's going to be a big change for what they're offering currently. You've seen the machines here. Those are similar to the machines they're going to have in schools, too. A lot of those machines have candy in them. Not all of them, but a lot of them do. And, of course, that won't be allowed.
Wow. You mentioned portion control earlier, Alex, and, like, there's only one cookie in this package, mm-hmm. and the kettle corn is a small package. Because that's part of the transition, too, isn't it, is learning to be satisfied with something less than an enormous package of something.
I think it's a big part of it. The fact that these really are snacks. It's not meant to replace a meal. We do have some machines in some of our locations that look for more meal options, and we offer that too. But for the most part, we're looking at between the meals, and what are they snacking on? What's going to give them a little extra energy for their practice? what's going to, you know, get them through the morning if they didn't get the full breakfast they really probably should have at home because they're in a hurry or for whatever reason they just have trouble getting up that morning. And these are the snacks that are going to help get through that. That's why we have things like almonds. Go-Go Squeeze is more of an apple sauce, which kids love these. And you'll find in a lot of health magazines where they'll say, you know, things like almonds are great fillers. You know, they make you really feel more full than you might have thought because of the protein. So it depends what you're getting. You don't need a giant portion. Americans love big portions.
Right. Well, we're in a transition, and you are kind of on the cutting edge of it in terms of your vending machine business, Sarah. So good timing, I would say.
Absolutely. We're excited about it and to be able to bring something new to a community like Missoula that's already health conscious. So far, we've really been well received, and we're excited to move forward with it, especially with the new guidelines coming out in the schools.
I have been speaking with Sarah and Alex Baer. They're owners of Missoula Healthy Vending. They provide vending machines to schools and whomever, workplaces that have healthy snacks in them. And really interesting to talk about those. And thanks for the samples. I appreciate it.
Of course.
You're welcome.
Thanks for having us.